This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Polis thinks EVs are here to stay, even if President-elect Trump kills federal support for battery-powered cars. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado is now adopting electric vehicles faster than any other state, but President-elect Trump is promising to kill a federal EV tax credit worth up to $7,500 and levy new tariffs. At a press conference Monday, Governor Polis acknowledged that could raise prices, but he doubts it'll totally suffocate the EV market.
With an increasing demand all the time, an increasing supply of great high-performing electric vehicles all the time, we know that they are catching on rapidly across the country, and that will continue no matter what the federal and state policies are.
Colorado also has its own $5,000 EV tax credit, but that's set to shrink to $3,500 starting next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Federal regulators will recognize American single malt as its own legally defined category. Colorado whiskey maker Stranahan's is applauding the new product protections from the U.S. government. At the Denver distillery, Stranahan's head blender Justin Aiden says it's about time.
Colorado is now adopting electric vehicles.
Our government recognizes and protects, you know, American bourbon, American rye as distinctly products of the United States of America. We have lobbied as a collective of distilleries to have American single malt recognized the same way.
The designation takes effect January 19th. To qualify, a whiskey must be from 100% malted barley produced in the U.S. Other criteria include oak barrel storage and no additional coloring besides caramel. This is CPR News at 7:06.